Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's the Friday show. So, what are we going to do today? Okay, what are you guys going to do today? So, do you have any fun plans for the weekend? Now, I'm going to try to tie all this together with this concept of manifesting and letting spirit talk to you or your ancestors about getting what you want in life. Messages about getting what you want. And so, I'm going to kind of focus all the articles I get into about how does that help you get what you want? You know, like, and I have some articles, so a nice article from Pam Grout, which is one of my favorite authors. I have an article this is an article I used on a class I did on manifesting. It's from Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, world-renowned author, motivational speaker, 12 tips to attract money, prosperity, and success. Now, everybody wants to hear these 12 tips, right? Well, let's see. Okay, we'll get into it. I got a caller, so we'll get to the caller. But I'm just kind of explaining the show a little bit, kind of focus everything a little bit on what you and I can do to create the environment and create the energy field to manifest what we want in our lives. Okay, so that's a little bit what we're going to get into. Now, what was I going to talk about? Ooh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. No, yes, I do. So I'm going to start this show with a quote from the Abraham material, and then I'll take any callers. And if you're in the chat room, if you want some advice from one of your ancestors who has passed, we can go there. Okay, so this is from the Abraham material, 2008, from the book Money and the Law of Attraction. This is kind of where it started this morning, reading this quote going, we'll talk about attracting things. By choosing better feeling thoughts and by speaking more of what you do want and less of what you do not want, you will gently tune yourself to the vibrational frequency of your broader perspective. A lot of big words, huh? Broader perspective. Okay, so let me keep going. To see your world through the eyes of source. If you're not familiar with the word source, just throw the word God in there. It kind of means similar things. It's truly the most spectacular view of life. From that vibrational vantage point, you're in alignment with, and therefore in the process of attracting only what you would consider to be the very best of your world. So what is Abraham saying? What are the materials saying? Basically, get in alignment with something that feels good. Feel good thoughts and feeling good. So that's kind of where I'm focusing the show on. Things that you can do to get into that vibrational place where you're only focusing on fun, feel good stuff. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit. And I got some articles. And the article that quote spoke about earlier, the 12 tips, gets into that a bit, and so does Pam Grout's article. And then I have 47 cheap fun things to do this weekend. So if you're sitting around kind of depressed and like, oh, I'm never gonna get what I want, oh, blah blah blah, maybe you need to go out and have some fun. So that's 47 really kind of inexpensive things to just change that state that you're in and move to a different state of being. Tony Robbins talked a lot about changing your state. So maybe you just need to change your state, your mindset a little bit, go out and have some fun. So that's what we'll get into. I got some other articles, but maybe that's probably all I have time for, and hopefully a few calls to go with it. Okay, so let me take a caller, and then we'll flip into these 12 tips for prosperity. I love this article. I used it before, but, you know, do be reminded how to do it. It's really important, isn't it? Okay, so let me take a call. Hello.
Yes, hi, Christina. Happy Friday.
Well, hi. How happy Friday to you. So you have plans for the weekend? Any fun plans?
Not really. I was going to give my son a birthday party, but I'm going to wait and do it in 2 weeks.
Wait a minute. When's his birthday?
It was on the 16th, but he already had two parties. He had a party with his father's family, than a party in school, but I'm giving him a pool party with his friends.
Okay, so you're just going to party it out. This child is getting lots of parties, right?
Yes.
How fun is that? Don't you wish people gave you about 3 or 4 birthday parties, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe you should plan that next year, whenever your birthday is. Tell all your friends, I want about 4 parties, okay?
That is so funny, yes.
I worked with a lady. It was kind of funny. I have to tell you the story. And then you can ask your questions. But let me, and, you know, I worked with this lady, and in her cubicle, she would always put down, she had this little thing, you know, pieces of paper, and she would write 12 more days to Deborah's birthday, and 11 more days. She would, like, start, like, 30 days ahead, so nobody could miss her birthday. Nobody could miss her birthday, okay? So, So you have to tell your friends it's coming. Okay, this is, what are the plans? Okay, what are the plans? So what's going on with you today? How can I help you?
I just wanted to ask about a person named Ruby. I just wanted to know what the spirit pick up about that person towards me.
Ruby?
Yes.
Oh, it's a woman, right?
Yes.
So you want to get, oh, okay. Are you on the, I use an expression I hear for you. You're not getting along very well right now, right?
No.
Okay, so that's kind of, I hear the expression you're on the outs, which is an older expression for just not getting along. I don't know who I'm tapping into. It could be, it's probably on your mother's side of the family for some reason. It feels like on your mother's side. So it's like a female energy. And I get the word, big word I get around her is jealousy. Jealousy. Okay? Jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
You must be a really nice person.
Oh, thank you.
No, but I mean that sincerely, because I mean that she's jealous of who you are as a person. She's got a little bit of a chip on her shoulder. Okay?
Yes.
And so because he has a chip on her shoulder, she sees somebody that's doing well, who's happy, blah, blah, blah. She's kind of like, okay?
That's true.
Right?
And what about Lewis? What do you pick up with Lewis towards me?
Wow, you're just jumping around here, dear. Lewis, what's a Lewis? Is that a friend of yours?
My son's father.
Oh. You know, I'm going to give you a word I hear, and it's probably from the same ancestor. There's some regret on his part. Regret. I don't think he verbalizes it, but there's regret. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like he feels like he failed at some level. Failed. That's not good, is it? No.
Mm.
Yeah, there's regret. Does he want to do anything about it? No. No, his ego won't let him do anything about it, but there's regret. Okay?
Regret about the relationship?
Yeah, about life, regret, relationship, it is, yeah, sense of responsibilities and all this stuff, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He could have done things differently, but he didn't.
Hmm.
So
okay, but
is he angry at you? I don't get angry at you in the word, you know, like angry. I get more of the energy around him as being, you know, he's mad at himself, so he takes it out on others. Okay?
Yes, that is so true.
Yeah. So that's his feeling.
So do you think that we'll be friends? Will he be friendly? Will we, be able to be amicable soon?
That's going to take him some time. I can't say, I don't want to make a prediction on that because it's really,
yes.
he is really struggling with his own issues. It's going to take time. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
I need to move on. Just go throw yourself a party this weekend, would you please?
Thank you. I sure will. I'll show you.
Okay.
I'll throw you one too.
Oh, thank you. I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Have you ever had a surprise birthday party? I don't think I've ever had a surprise birthday party. I had a semi. Not really. I've had birthday parties or kind of, sort of. Well, we won't get into birthday parties because that's a long story and that brings up a lot of, like, really strange memories. And anybody have a really bad birthday party? Bad birthday situation? Well, we don't want to talk about that. Let's just talk about, if you have any positive birthday stories, great parties that people threw you or great places, yeah, I had a great, well, one of my birthdays, not that many years ago, I won't mention my age. I'm not going to the age thing here. It was really great. They took me out. We went to country club, a country dance place, country music, country dance, and that was a lot of fun. Okay. And I wasn't drinking alcohol, so they bought me near beer, and I looked like I was drinking, but I wasn't drinking, you know, sort of thing. It was kind of fun, and, you know, since it was my birthday, everybody came over and talked to me. It was just cool. Okay. Oh, I had another birthday. It was even more fun than that. I did drink a little bit. I have to admit, I did. We went to this club in Universal City Walk. And, okay, we'll leave that alone. We'll just not even go there. It wasn't a strip club, but it was kind of an interesting thing. Okay, so we will leave that one. That was one of my more interesting birthdays. Some friends took me to that for my birthday. Okay, so anything exciting on your birthdays? I don't know why I got into that subject. It just came up, right? We just kind of go with the flow sometimes. Hello. Hello.
Hi,
who am I speaking?
Karen.
Karen,
oh,
so
Karen.
What's going on today? Karen?
Yes.
So, Karen, before you go, I get on to this whole theme. I don't know. See, people distract me. You know, what is that called? HDHD or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
You ever have any really exciting birthdays that you kind of look back going, well, that was one of the best ones ever?
I did have a party when I was a kid and no one came, but my grandmother saved the day. She found a bunch of kids in the neighborhood. It was a real bad winter storm, and I ended up having a house full of people, adults, and got gifts, and new kids
fun.
I never even knew on the block. Yeah, so.
Well, it's always fun to meet new kids, right?
Yeah, especially when you're little.
They gave you their old toys that they didn't want anymore. Kidding.
I don't know. Yeah, I know they did bring something, and I ended up working out. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you today? How come you're calling in? Why do you want to talk to Spirit?
I just like to find out if I'm going to see my friend again. I went on a trip, but I had to cut my trip early, and my friend was a little disappointed because I didn't stay. And I'm just kind of wondering if he'll be okay.
This is sounding a little romantic here, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah. You're disappointed in the romance kind of – he is, right?
Yes.
They got curtailed. Bad. They got stunted. Okay,
yes.
So, you know, as I mentioned, and I talk to dead people or I talk to your ancestors, and so let me see who – it's on your father's side of the family. If there's somebody on your father's side back about a couple generations back, it's not like recent. Okay, is your father still alive?
My stepfather's passed away. He's still alive, but my stepfather has passed away.
No, it
regular
goes
father
back.
Still
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
on, it's on your regular father's side, but it's like, you know, your biological father, if you use that expression. It's on that side, but it's back a couple generations. They're watching over you. So you want to know if you're ever going to rekindle this relationship, right?
Yes.
I give you the answer yes, and the energy I get around it. There was some disappointment, but there's also some desire still. Desire. Okay, unfinished desire. So, yes.
Okay.
On his part.
Okay.
Unfinished desire. So, you're still wanted.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Desired, whatever you want to call it. We'll just leave that there and just kind of cool the jets there a little bit. But, yes. It's an unfinished thing, you know?
Yes.
He wants to
Do you know how
that.
Long it'll be?
Okay, we will go there. Yes. How long will it be?
Mm-hmm.
Before the end of summer. Now, that's a ways off, I know, but I'm giving a really big window here because it feels like it's before September, okay? Before September.
Okay.
And that you will have an opportunity to meet again and continue where you left off.
Oh, okay.
That's what I get. So we'll see what happens. Hope it works out for you. Have some fun.
Me too.
That's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Okay,
yes.
Take care.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Okay.
Bye. That's what I heard. before the end of summer. I'm not really much of a, I kind of shy away from predictions. I try to get into how you get to what you want in life versus when it's going to happen. But sometimes spirit just wants a co-op. They just want to throw it out there for people. So hopefully they're right on that one. That but that guy was just like, he was chomping at the bit for some reason. You know, men are funny. We have that initial reaction, get like spoiled little brats. And then we realize later, yeah, I do want this again. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So a couple more calls at least. And then I got a 646 and the 704 area codes. 646 has been holding on. 646. That sounds so familiar. I have a friend in a 646. Client, friend, Facebook buddy. Hello. Are you there? My 646 number, people, is not there. My peoples. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'll come back to you. So I got a 704. Wait a minute. Okay. I'm looking at the little screen thing, and it's telling me all kinds of strange stories, which I don't want to read right now. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can. And whom am I hearing?
I beg your pardon?
Who am I talking to? Do you have a name?
Judy. You're talking to Judy.
Judy, what's going on, Judy? Judy,
well,
what's going on?
I just wanted to ask you if I'm going to be adopting a pet soon in the near future. Why not?
Why wouldn't she want to?
Well, the thing is, I just lost a pet recently, and it's weighing very heavily in the house and on me.
Let me give it to you from this perspective. The perspective: is there a pet that wants to come into your life? Is there a soul, a little soul of an animal that wants to be the joy of your life? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, absolutely. It's already born. It's alive. Okay? And you will run into this pet. It feels like in about a month, maybe. In about a month. It doesn't feel, I guess I get maybe towards the end of July. Okay? Not only doing predictions, but you're ready for it. You will be ready for it soon. And this animal is going to be looking for you. That makes sense at all.
Okay. Well, is it going to be a dog or a cat, do you know, or a bunny?
What do you want? What do you want, dear? It's really, what do you want?
Well, I can't even think right now because I'm really depressed when.
Okay.
Here's what I get, dear.
I get a small dog. Small dog. Not a big dog. Not like a German Shepherd, but a smaller dog. Okay?
Okay. Anything from the spirits that you're getting from my. Like, you know, my dad or...
Who do you think gives me this stuff? It's your family that gives me this stuff. I don't get it from anybody else. They tell me what's going to happen in your life. That's probably who it was. They're aligning it for you. It's a grandfather more than a dad, and it's more on your mother's side, a grandfather kind of person on your mother's side that's really telling you these things, that, yes, you're going to have a pet because... they can feel your heavy heart and that hole that you have will be filled. Okay?
Okay. Do you do pet readings at all?
No. Okay?
No.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye now.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I sometimes do, but yeah, my energy's not into pets today for some reason. I got my dog sitting here next to me going, don't talk about animals that aren't around. Talk about animals that are around. I don't know. My dog's kind of funny that way. You ever had animals talk to you? I mean, I had a cat who loved to communicate with me. She was the crankiest little thing, but she loved to communicate. I could pick up her vibe all the time. Now, other animals, not so much, but that cat, we had this weird connection, just weird, strange connection. But she was wired funny. But she would complain to me all the time, not just verbally. I mean, psychically complain to me of all about other animals in her life and just like, stop being so miserable. Yeah, it's funny. Well, let me try this number again, and then we're going to jump into manifesting. And maybe I can throw some what Spirit has to say in on the manifesting thing. And if anybody else wants to call in or anybody wants to get in the chat room, and if you want to see if there's any communication from your ancestors. I was busy today. I was doing a lot of stuff, moving things around and throwing things away and carrying stuff everywhere. So I'm kind of like, okay, I'm kind of worn out already, sort of, kind of. Well, let me take a call. Let me see if they're there. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Tony. How you doing?
Fine. How is Tony? Tony, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I just
wanted to see. Kind of your energy is really low today. You're kind of the quiet type anyway, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of mellow. You're kind of a mellow kind of guy, right?
Yeah, mellow would be the word.
Yeah, so that's good. That's good. There are all kinds of different personalities in this world. You take it easy, though, don't you?
Well, typically I try.
Yeah, people don't, but don't upset Tony is what I kind of get. Don't upset Tony. That's not a good thing to do is get you upset, right?
Absolutely not.
No, you go off. So what's going on, Tony?
I just wanted to see if there were any messages out there for me.
Oh, wow. That's a kind of a wide open spectrum. Any messages for Tony? Okay, so let me see if I get anybody in your family line. It feels like it leans towards your, I kind of get this leaning towards your mother's side of the family. And it feels more like a great uncle versus direct line. Direct line would be like a grandfather or a grandmother. It's a male energy. It's more like an uncle, but it goes back a ways on your mother's side. I wish I got names, but I don't. So we won't even try to address the name thing. But what is he trying to tell you? I keep getting this really faint kind of energy about you taking action, that there's something you need to do right now that you've been postponing for a period of time, that it's time for you to take action. Because if you can take action in the near future, it'll benefit you in a lot of ways in your life. And primarily, and there seems to be money involved in this or prosperity or something that you need to do in the near future that you've been postponing that will pad your wallet. Pad your wallet is the exact expression I hear. So are you ready to do it? I don't know what this is. I have no idea. I'm just giving you this as I get it. So you've got to take some action, Tony. There's something going on here that you need to do that's going to pad your wallet. You know that.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So why aren't you doing it? Where's your fear?
I guess.
Okay, let me answer that question. I'm going to answer that question for you because I'm going to answer that because what I hear for you, whatever you do, you can't do wrong. Whatever you decide to do, you can't do wrong. Okay?
Okay.
You're not going to fail. You won't fail.
Mm.
You may have to take retreat a little bit, but you're not going to fail, whatever this is.
Okay.
Got it? Go for it.
Got it.
Whatever it is, do it. Take action. Because they're encouraging you to take action. You know, and I do get the image like in your ancestors were saying to you that as you start to take action, the steps will be shown for you to take. The steps will be shown. It's like the steps will be put down so you can take the next step. So you will be given what to do. So don't worry about it. You got to start the ball rolling. You know, that leap of faith kind of thing.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay.
Just know that you have a lot of spirit support in your life to get it done.
Okay.
You have a lot of talent. Why don't you use it?
Rhetorical question or
you want me to answer? Well, you can, it's rhetorical, but think about it. You got a lot of talent. You should be using more of it. You're only using like 30% of your ability right now.
If that much.
Well, then go for it. Start using it. Okay?
Got you.
Okay? Take care.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, sometimes I get this stuff. It just comes through. It's just like they're telling me he's not using all his talent. But he should. He will. you know, it's there's fear. There's fear of failure. But that whole thing about failure is rather interesting. Oh, I got a question for everybody. If you're in the chat room, you can join me in the chat room. What's your greatest fear? What is your greatest fear? Now, I'm not talking about alligators or snakes. I don't like snakes. I'm not a snake person. No, you know, I've had my brave moments around snakes, but I'm not going to do that. Just snakes and I don't get along very well for some reason. You know, so, but what is your greatest fear? What are your fears? I mean, greatest, biggest, you know, I've gone to classes and we've discussed this, and Sam jumped off of the weekend and stuff and having a party interferes a little bit, but it's kind of an interesting concept. And in a big group of people, we talked about what are our greatest fears. And what I thought was really interesting, and what seemed to come up more than anything else in a group, was fearing the fear of being alone when you die, being by yourself, dying alone. And I thought that was really interesting, and I could look at it and go, yeah, you want to be around a support group. You want to be around people who love you when you get to that place and you're near that end of life. You want to have a support group around you. So that's one of the biggest fears that people seem to indicate all the time. I know I've talked about this before, but so what are your fears other than that? Well, that's a big one. So the question would be, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Right? If you have that fear, or if you have any other fears, what are you going to do about it? Okay, so we won't go there. We'll get back into manifesting now. We'll talk a little bit more about that, because that's kind of where I headed off to start the whole show, was how to create those things in your life. So let me get to the article. I've used this before, and I don't know if I've used this. I used it in a class I gave, an online class, and I don't know if I've used it on the radio show, and I mentioned it was Susan Smith Jones, PhD, you know, what, I really don't know Susan, but I thought these are great ideas. And so let's think about this. Let's go through the points and see how much time we can spend now on this. And then I will get back to you and see if anybody wants to call in, okay? And I kind of go through her stuff and see what you think. Share what you have. Number one, share what you have. To get into the money vibration, start sharing with people what you already have, even if you have very little. This sharing action will reaffirm to your mind that you have so much wealth that you can even share it. Tithe 10% of your earnings to a person or organization that motivate, uplift, and inspire you. That's a great idea. Now, if you can't do 10%, don't go, well, I can't do 10%. That's just a lot. That's just, I can't afford that. But pick a number, right? Just pick a number and go, I can give this to an organization I believe in. It doesn't say church. Now, you could use the church if that's what you're so inclined to do. But it's an organization that motivate, uplift, and inspire you. Okay, so we'll just leave it there. She has some of her little, you know, story and how. Okay. So number two, free yourself from debt. You must get out of debt. A lot of financial planners and a lot of people that talk about finance talk about this. You must get out of debt, even if you need to sell your stuff for it, and never get back into debt. Ooh, that's a big one. What do you think? That's a huge one, isn't it? Debt enslaves you to the person or institution you owe and locks you into the vibration of lack and helplessness. Ooh, those are horrible vibrations, lack and helplessness. And debt, you know, when you get into debt, it's all that crazy interest stuff that you're paying, and you're not paying off principal and you're paying on interest. I know there are times when you feel that you need to get into debt, like buying a car. But if you can pay it off as soon as you can, or buy a cheaper car, right? Less expensive. Something that's, you know, I should get into the article sometime, and we'll talk more about this time, the mindset of a millionaire or multimillionaire and how they live their lifestyles. Because you can learn a lot about manifesting and getting into that vibration of money by observing people who have a lot of money. Now, if I use this article here, and much of these points that are in here are basically in that same concept of people who have a lot of money. They share what they have. They give 30% of what they have, or they make, or close to that. They do. They really do. Not some, you know, well, we won't get into those some, right? They don't have debt. They buy cash. Whenever they possibly can, they buy cash, and they buy used. Used cars that are 2 or 3 years old, have low mileage. You know, because I was in the car business, and it's kind of a crazy thing to buy a brand new car, even though it's all exciting and all the whistles and bells. If you buy a 2 or 3 year old car, a lot of the depreciation has been taken out of a car. You know, it loses. A car will lose its retail value, well, its wholesale value, 40% within the first year. Ooh, that's a big hit, isn't it? Okay, so beware of what you say, your words. Stop talking negatively about your financial situation. Oh, I'm so broke. Well, that's about the worst thing you can say, right? Complaining about it again locks you into this negative vibration. When you say, I am broke, that's your condition. I am. Okay? Only talk about your finances if you have something positive to say about it. For example, if your money situation is improving, repeat daily over and over these two powerful prosperity affirmations, both loud and silent to yourself. And let me read these, and I'll read them over a couple times so you get the points, right? I am connected to an unlimited source of abundance. Don't you love that one? I am connected to an unlimited source of abundance. I have unlimited amounts of money coming to you. I have. It's mine. It's my possession. I have unlimited amounts of money coming to me. I bless and prosper everyone in my life. Now, this is the second one, okay? I bless and prosper everyone in my life, and everyone in my life blesses and prospers me. Let me read that again. That's a really interesting look at it. I bless and prosper everyone in my life, and everyone in my life blesses and prospers me. You're just this magnet of money, this magnet that people come to you, and you give and you get, and you give and you get. Yeah, just visualize yourself as this magnet of prosperity, this magnet of prosperity. All these good things are coming to you, okay? And then live as though these affirmations are both true in your life, because they are. Okay, so try that. Try something like that. I like the expression, I have. I have an unlimited amount of money coming to me. I am wealthy. I have this constant flow of money and good things coming into my life. It's a possession. It's not about want anymore, because don't get into the want thing. And I've talked about this a lot, so we won't go there. We'll get into number four in a minute. Let me see if anybody wants to talk to me. Oh, we do. You're there. Oh, no. Okay, I talked to 646. I think we've talked, right? 646, 662. We've talked, correct? Okay, so 630 and 562. So let me take 630 and then 562, and we'll go in that order. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hi.
This is Mia.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Mia.
I like that. Mia. So what's going on, Mia?
Well, I want to know when I will be working full time. Actually working at a job.
Okay, well, let me go this way with it. Okay. So the question I hear is, why not? Why aren't you working now?
Why? I got laid off.
Okay.
I put out applications, and I haven't heard back.
Okay, so you're in the process. You're doing well in the process. You're staying very positive about it, correct? So it will happen. It will happen shortly. You will have opportunities. You will have the opportunity to choose your next position. You know, sometimes you go out and look for a job, and there's only one out there, and you go, "Oh, I don't know if I want to take this," but you take it because you have to take it, right? That's not you. That is not you, okay, dear. You will have a choice of opportunities to choose from. You get to pick in your future. You get to pick. That's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're desired in the workplace. You have a good attitude and you're desired, okay? And you're efficient.
Okay.
You're efficient.
Well,
and
I'm wanting the interview to happen now that
they
I'm
will,
on
dear,
the
dear,
voice.
Dear,
I have the time.
Dear, they will happen soon. I'm trying to say that you have the energy and you've put it out there, and the universe is going to bring it back to you soon because you put that positive energy out there to get it, and it's going to happen. Just be a little patient. We're talking days, not weeks, okay? Days, not weeks. Got it?
Oh, okay.
The expression for you is to be suited and booted, which means, like, Monday morning, be prepared to go out there. Be prepared. Get up early Monday morning as if you're going on an interview, and things will start happening for you.
I am prepared. I got a brand new suit. I'm looking up interview questions, and
I'm reviewing
everything.
So Monday morning, you're telling the universe, I'm ready to do it. Show me where to go. Right? Monday morning or Sunday night. Do it Sunday night. Sunday night, visualize yourself going on an interview on Monday. Put it out there. Just before you go to bed, visualize yourself going on an interview on Monday. That you're ready, you're dressed the way you want to be dressed. You have all your questions ready. Okay? The biggest thing you can say to an employer, and I keep hearing this for people, and it's really important, is showing them how well you work with other people. What is your major asset? Not just your talent, but your major asset for a company. Think about that. What is the major thing you can do to grow a company? Okay, got it?
Got it.
Not about talent so much, not about the job you can do, but what spirit or energy do you bring into a company that makes this a better company, whatever you're going to? Okay? Because I read you as you work well with other people, okay? But you also have a little bit of a motivational thing going on with you that you kind of get people going. You move people a little bit, okay? You don't sit back and wait for things to happen. You can a little bit of a shaker. You know what I mean?
Yes. Sometimes that isn't a good thing.
But in your case, it is an advantage, okay? You don't sit back and wait for people to hand you something to do. You seek it out to do it. And you need to explain that, too, that you're never going to sit idly by and wait for stuff. You're always going to be pursuing something new to do, and you like to new challenges, right? That's what you do. Got it?
Yes. And I've been told that if it doesn't break, don't touch it too many times.
Okay. Well, you know the rules you have to play within, but you still want to take up new opportunities and new challenges, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I love
okay.
to.
Okay, then you got to tell them that. Okay. You don't want to change the whole system, but you want to work within the system, but you want to take on new challenges within the system. That makes a bit. That's a difference, right?
Right.
Okay. But you're always trying to improve things. That's a good thing. You'll get into an organization where you can use that skill. You will get into an organization where you can use that skill. Got it?
Okay.
Take care.
Will I hear back from all the applications or pretty much more than 50% of the applications?
I'm going to sound very evasive, but I think what Spirit wants to tell you, and this is on your father's side of the family going back, they're saying only the right ones will get back to you, and you have a choice. You will have a choice. Okay?
Okay.
Don't worry about the 50%. It only takes the good ones. It only takes the right ones. Okay? You don't have to worry about 50% or 70% or even 10%. You'll get the right ones. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
All right,
okay,
and if
care.
I don't
take
hear
care.
From the other one, just that's
don't
not
worry
the right
about
one.
It. It's because these are being brought to you to take a look at, okay? You have to accept that this is outside of your control, that there are forces greater than you that are bringing these things to you, and you have to accept that. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, take care.
Are the ones that I sent in, are they the right ones so far? Or should I send in more?
Well, if we're talking early next week, you probably have done enough work for right now, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Just relax this weekend. You'll be ready on Monday, okay? Got it?
Okay. Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you so much,
Bye now.
George.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, isn't that always how we as people go along through life? We go, have I done enough? Have I done enough? Have I done enough? But there's that spiritual principle that the how part is really the universe or God or whatever expression you want to use. It's the how part is beyond us. We put it out there. We ask for something like a job or money or whatever it is or a relationship. And the how part is the universe brings it to us. You can throw in the word whatever you want for universe, but it's brought to us because you're asking for it and it's given. Then you have to accept it. Okay, let me take another call. You've been holding a while, so let's see who this is. Hello.
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 Hello. Who am I speaking to? Yes.
Oh, this is Yvonne.
Yvonne, so what's going on with Yvonne today?
Oh, I don't really have a question. I just thought it's the ancestor show, correct?
Yeah, partly, yeah. People always have questions. They always want to know something about their lives, right? Don't they? Most people. So let's see if somebody in your family has something to say to you, okay? In your ancestors, okay? Mother's
okay.
side of the – it's on your mother's side of the family. I always get mother or father. Yeah, it was somebody very – is your mother alive?
Yes.
But it was somebody that passed who was very close to your mother emotionally, very close to your mother. I get very close, not in physical proximity, but close emotionally to your mother. Okay? Somebody
okay.
somebody your mother really misses. I don't know who this is. I don't know if it's a – it feels female. It doesn't feel male. Okay?
Okay.
So because I think there really is something about you and your mother here that's really important. That makes sense, because that's what I get. It's about you and your mother and something you need to do for your mother, because this person, whoever this is saying you need to do something for your mother, not financially, but there's something you need to do. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I get this really strong energy about you doing something for your mother that she needs to have done, that she can't accomplish herself. Okay? I don't know what that means. I have no idea. If that rings any bells to you, good. If it doesn't, I miss the energy here, but that's what it feels like. It's something that you need to do for your mother or with your mother. Okay, let me ask you a question. Have you taken a trip with your mother lately? Have you gone away with her somewhere?
No.
Okay, that's what it is. It's not like long distance. It's like huge miles and miles. I don't know if she lives close or far away. I don't get that energy. But it's you need to spend some time with her and take a trip with her. Okay? It could be a day trip. It could be a few hours. But you need to spend some time with her to take a trip because she has something to share for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
I don't know why I get that, but that's I get a strong energy around it. Think about it. Just, you know, if you think it's crazy, then we'll let it be crazy, but that's what I get. Okay?
Okay.
So really think in terms of I need to take my mother someplace, and we need to go someplace together.
Oh, do you have any more callers? Because I was going to ask one question.
Well, I do have other callers, but if you can make it real quick, I'll see if I can get a quick answer for you.
Okay. I'll make it quick, but I'm not sure if you can pick up an answer quick. On it, but the question is, I have an uncle that passed away that was killed in 1976 before I was born. I was born in 84, and I wanted to know, is his murder ever going to be resolved?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you must remember, now keep this in mind, because he's let it go. He's let it go. It's not something. It's not something in his spiritual consciousness. Okay, the other expression I hear is that it has all been forgiven. It has all been forgiven. Okay.
Okay.
So I know as people who live on, we want to know well what happened, but it won't serve any purposes because in his spiritual place, in his spiritual home, that's already been forgiven. He's moved on.
Okay.
The deed was done because it needed to be done at the time. Now, you may not accept that, but that's what I heard. Okay?
Oh, got you.
Okay? You take care.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
bye
you.
Now. Wow. That was a heavy energy. Not hers, but the ancestor, the the uncle was pretty heavy energy. I mean, it was heavy, not in a negative place, but it's kind of a positive way. Okay, I think I have one more call, and then we'll get back to the 12 tips. Well, we're going through this rather quickly today, but it's been fun. Interesting calls. There's a certain energy out there, some of these folks, that just feels kind of heavy. I don't know. Let's see if it's this person here. Hello? Hello? Are you there? You're not there.
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Hi. Sorry.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Sherry, what's going on with you? Because I feel a heavy heart around you for some reason. You don't have to get specifically, but there's something going on in your life, right, that you need to deal with?
Right.
Okay, there's some anger?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so what's the question? I'm picking up this energy, and I had to kind of identify it so I get a clarity of what's going on. Okay, so what's going on with you? What's the question?
Let me answer
a question for you real quick. Yeah. This is what I hear from Spirit and who this is on your mother's side. A lot of mother's side today, a lot of female energy around everybody today for some reason. Basically, what I get is all of that will be resolved fairly soon. All of that will be resolved fairly soon. There was going to be no reason to carry that baggage around in the near future. If that makes sense. It's like you're carrying this backpack of baggage around with you over something that happened, and that you will get to let that go really soon. Okay? It's all going to go away. It's all going to go away. That burden will be lifted from your shoulders in the near future. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Great.
So what's your question? I know I've gone off on a whole different tangent here, but...
okay. I'm interviewing for a job on Monday, and I'm just wondering if I was going to get it, if you can see that or...
Well, you know what? That might be part of the deal we're talking about here, isn't it? Because that's part of your burden, isn't it? I want a job, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be lifted soon. That worry and that fear will be lifted soon, okay? I don't know if it's a specific job, but it will be lifted soon within the next few days. You'll get to breathe again.
Thanks.
You'll get to breathe again. You're not breathing very well right now. You know that.
Uh-huh.
Too much worry. Right?
Right.
So take a few deep breaths. Just relax and just trust that the universe or God or your family members or whoever will resolve your situation really soon.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
You know, there's a little exercise you can do is fall backwards on the bed and say, okay, God, I'm giving it to you. I'm falling backwards into your arms.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, I need you too. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's a heavy heart. Yeah, I it was more than just the job thing, but it was a lot of stuff going on there. Let's get back to manifesting a little bit. Oh, perfect, perfect. Number four, this is just like, the universe, thank you very much. Let go of worry. This may be much easier said than done, but no, you can stop it. Stop worrying about money, comfort, security, and other material things. How do you do this? And we're just back to what we talked to this lady about. If you stop worrying about such matters by increasing your faith in God or the universe or spirit or just trusting, trust is the word here, you will find that you become a magnet for prosperity. I love that word, a magnet for prosperity. It's that trust, that's that connection that you just know. You just know it's going to happen. You just know. You know, it doesn't talk about it here, but you got to start with the little stuff first. You know, sometimes it's the little things that you build trust that, yes, it will come to me. Yes, it will come to me. I can see it unfolding in my life. It's not always the big thing. It's not always the $1 million, you know, but it's the little things that you build on. Okay, health before wealth. You got to be healthy, basically. And they quoted Ralph Waldo Emerson, and well, health is our greatest wealth. So think about your health. Think about your anxieties. Think about your stress. Think about all those things. Think about your diet. You know, what happens is if you're worried about something, you generally have a tendency to eat badly, right? Junk food, snacks, right? So think about your health. Think about exercising more. Okay. Pay attention and be mindful. Observe nature to learn the lessons that it has about abundance. Everything in nature happens effortlessly, and the manifestations of abundance are everywhere. Look at the sky and see a group of birds flying. Look at the ground and see the countless ants working. Look at the trees to observe an abundance of lush leaves moving with the wind. Train your eye to this way, to focus on abundance everywhere. I think that's a great expression, isn't it? Look at how abundant, you know, the environment is and nature is, rather than lack. Then it's being mindful. That's a little bit about being mindful. Just paying attention to the little things around you that show you that you live in an abundant universe. You live in an abundant world. There's so much of everything. You know, like there's animals or insects, or they haven't even discovered yet. They keep looking for them. I'm going to skip a couple here because I like this next one I'm going to use and see how much time I have left. And maybe I can get to that one. I think we've talked to everybody today. I think so. If you're in queue and I haven't talked to you, let me know in the chat room. Just give me your area code in the chat room and says, okay, you haven't talked to me, because I think I've talked to everybody. Maybe not. Maybe. Okay. But I want to do this next one. Like, it's really a cool thing. So if I have time for it, if I have time, you still want to talk, I'll come back. Meditate on flowing water. Meditate on the sounds of flowing water, such as a river or a babbling brook. Now, if you don't have it in your neighborhood, you can always get an app or, you know, look on, you know, find something on the internet that shows you babbling water. The flow of water is representation of the flow of money. Keep this observation in mind, only this one thought. When observing flowing water in my office and home, I have a small, okay, that's her little thing. So what you're doing is you're focusing on this water and you're visualizing it, and you're visualizing it as if there's this flow and this constant flow of money or prosperity. You know, prosperity can be many different things. It isn't just about money. You can be prosperous in so many different ways. But what you're focusing on is the continual prosperity in your life. Maybe it's love. Maybe you want to be prosperous in love. So you want love to constantly be flowing to you like water, or friendships, or whatever it is. You want this constant flow. And so use that water analogy, and when you see water flowing, just visualize it as whatever prosperity is to you flowing into your life, okay? And that gets you into that mindset. I didn't get to do Pam Grout's article today. It was on the same thing. Maybe we'll do that on Monday. I think I'm running low on time. Oh, see, I do have callers. Oh, I really don't know who's been online. So I don't know if you're here or not. Let me, if we talked. Hello? Hello?
Hi, George. Hey, George, it's Nathaniel. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. So what's going on? I give you about a minute. That's all I got.
You know, I just I went down for the job, and they told me they want me to start. So, I'm going to start here soon. So I'm going to buy a car.
You're in the flow. Good for you. You're in the flow. Keep going. Keep that flow going. Okay? Excellent. Okay, take care. Okay, so I have a couple other calls. We'll make them brief. I know I don't like to be brief. It's 509 and 612, but I don't have a lot of time left here. Okay.
Hey. Hello?
Hey. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
My name
is
Erica. And, I just have a quick question. I want to know how screwed I'm going to be. I got into a car accident because the driver blew a stop sign, or the other guy, he blew a stop sign, and he happened to be drunk as well as drugged. on drugs, and he totaled my car as well as his, but I was driving without a suspended license, and so that suspends my insurance, although I did have insurance. So
okay.
I just want to know, like,
okay.
am I going to
okay.
have, you know, tickets
okay.
coming my way?
Well, I'm going to give you a quick answer what I get, and you're in a whole lot of start over. Your life is starting over. You're starting over, basically. You're starting over, okay? There may be fines, and I don't think it's a lot of it feels very suspended because if you're not at fault in the whole process, but you're at fault for not taking care of your legalities. So you're basically starting all over, okay? Does that make sense
mm-hmm.
at all to you? You're starting all over.
How all over? What does that
mean?
Well,
you have to get another car. You have to take care of all these things. It's like life stopped there
yeah.
for a moment. Life
mm-hmm.
stopped. And now you have to start over and rebuild yourself. Okay? I mean, it doesn't sound
yeah.
like it's that big a deal, but it is a big deal, right?
Do
you
think that I will get a misdemeanor for this? I mean, that's what I'm concerned about.
It's not a felony.
But will
okay.
I get a misdemeanor?
you'll get something on your record, but I hear the word suspended, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Uh-oh.
Just stay positive. Stay positive. Start focusing on the outcome you want. Visualize the outcome you want.
I'm just glad I survived because I guess he threw me off to a trailer with a tractor, and I don't even recall that. I just got scared because I couldn't move.
Okay.
But...
Well, then you have to have gratitude that you're alive and functioning.
Yes,
and doing
I do.
Have a lot of gratitude and mm-hmm. visualize where you want to go from here, okay?
Yeah.
Got it?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.
Thank you.
It's a tough one. Wow. What a situation. Okay, so much time do I have left? Okay, people have left. I've talked to everybody here. And we've got into that. We've been doing this 12 points. Prosperity. I like this next one too. I'm going to read this next one a little bit. I'm skipping around a little bit because I'm not going through all of them. Okay, then there's some spiritual things that you could do, but respect your money, paper, coins, and credit cards. Don't throw your money into your wallet, purse, or other receptacle. Money needs to be respected. Always keep it aligned without creased corners, wadded up, or messy. I even take this step one step further. My wallet, my money, paper bills are all lined up and put in descending order and all facing the same direction. Now that sounds a little OCD to me too, but okay. So you know what she's saying. She would have the 20s and then followed by the 10s and the 5s, or she would go the other way with the 1s and, you know, building it up. But it's respecting money. It's having a certain amount of respect for, because you're respecting what money does for you, the energy of money. Money is energy, nothing more, nothing less. It's really energy. You exchange money for something, so it has a certain energy to it, and you're exchanging that energy for something else that has a different energy into your life. So what she's asking you to do, and it's kind of an interesting point, and I've heard this before, is just respect your money. You know, I had a friend once who would always crumble up his money and put it in his pocket. He always kept losing money. It's like he discarded his money. He didn't care about his money. So he'd always crumble it up and put it in his pocket. And then he'd go, well, I wonder where that $5 bill went. You know, so instead of nice wallet, money clip, just respecting your money, just, you know, honoring your money. Think about it. Now it's your choice, of course. Always your choice. But think about it. Showing respect for your money, not just wadding it up and, you know. Okay. That's just an interesting idea about prosperity and appreciating money and showing more appreciation for what it does for you. So it's been fun. This has been a fun show. It's been different, a little different than normal. You know, we got some ancestors chatting at you a little bit today. We talked a little bit about prosperity and manifesting. That's important. But prosperity is whatever you want it to do. It could be emotional prosperity, right? And the lady who was in the accident, she needs emotional prosperity. She needs to be those burdens lifted off of her shoulders so she can feel like, I can keep going in my life. I can have some fun. So I will be back on Monday. I don't know what we'll talk about. okay? I didn't do a little commercial today, but if I can help you, these are meant as very brief readings and from your ancestors. So if you want more extensive reading messages, contact me. That's pretty much it. Have a good one. I love you guys. Bye.